morning.
各位早。
Last week after the worship service,
上个星期敬我们做完礼拜之后
I was greeting some people.
我跟某些人打招呼。
And then I'd happen to be greeting a few people who can't speak Chinese.
那么有些跟我打招呼的他们不能说他们不会说中文。
And I said, hey, next week I'm actually going to be preaching in English.
那我就对他们说下个礼拜我是要用英文证道。
I said, I'm so excited.
我很兴奋。
You know, and the person says, yeah, I noticed you guys alternate between languages.
那个人就说我注意到了你们是在讲道的时候是中英互换轮流。
And so the person asked me, so how do you decide when to preach in Chinese, when to preach in English?
然后那个人就问，那你们是怎么决定的？是什么时候或什么人用英文证道，什么时候用中文证道？
Well, I mean, the easiest answer is because our church is composed of people who speak English and those who speak Chinese.
当然，对这个问题最容易的答案回答就是因为我们教会的成员有说中文的也有说英文的。
And both Pastor and Alex and myself, we care so much about bringing God's word to you.
我们两位长老非常注意要把福音要把神的话传给你们。
And we ask the Lord to enable us to communicate to you in the language that you understand.
我们就求神让我们有能力能够跟你们懂的语言交流。
So yeah, so it just so happens that I preach more in Chinese.
但是恰巧的是我多半用 English
中文。
我多半是用中文来讲道。
And I don't think we've had the privilege to hear Pastor Alex preach to us in Chinese just yet.
当然我们到现在为止还没有那个荣幸能够听到Pastor Alex 用中文证道。
Yeah, but he can because he's done so at the Saturday night fellowships before.
但是他是有其实是有能力用中文证道的，因为他常常在星期六的晚上在团契里头使用中文。
I know, and he's praying about and waiting for an opportunity to preach in Chinese on Sunday.
Yeah, 他也为一直为这个祷告，他在等待神给他机会，让他能够在主日用中文证道。
You want to hear Pastor Alex preach in Chinese?
你们想听他用中文证道吗？
Yeah? Yeah.
我们都
I do. So hopefully soon we'll get to hear that.
所以希望很快这一天就能到来。
And I guarantee you it'll be a message that's filled with the Spirit.
我也向你保证，如果他用中文证道，那也肯定是一个充满圣灵的能力的信息。
Because in the flesh, he's not sure about his Chinese.
因为他的血人的血气。肉体对让他对自己的中文没有信心。
Sure. Okay. But also pray for Peter indeed like Frank said earlier.
那就像我们刚刚说的我们也真的要为 Peter 弟兄祷告为他在青少年退休会的服事。
He does a lot in serving God and serving the church.
他对服侍神，他在服侍神、服侍教会方面一直都很尽心竭力。
And I know it's out of his love to God, to the church, to our youth, and also to Alex and myself that he's taking on the preaching opportunity at the youth retreat.
我知道，Peter 胡弟兄是出于他对教会的爱、对弟兄姐妹的爱、对青少年的爱、对我们两位长老的爱而承担了这个。在青少年退休会讲道的任务。
I'm really glad that he has this opportunity to prepare for sermon.
我个人而言我非常高兴他有这个机会在这方面服侍。
I hope more of you have that chance to experience serving God this way.
我希望我们教会里头有更多的人，能够有同样的机会。
Peter said to me one time, he goes, the few months ago when he preached.
Peter 在几个礼拜以前，他这么对我说。
He said, it was really good. Praise the Lord.
他说是他正道以后，他说感谢神，这个
过程
这个过程很顺利，很美好。
He really loved getting into God's word and preparing it and serving it to us.
他在事先的预备，他对神的祷告，他对神话语的查考，还有正道的过程，他都怎么过来的。
To be able to prepare a good message used by the Lord that benefits people takes time.
如果要传讲一个对弟兄姐妹对朋友们有用的信息，是需要花很多时间的。
So for Peter to serve our youth and bring God's word to our youth, that also means there may be other areas that he serves that he would need us to step in for him.
所以Peter 胡，因为他要为即将到来的青少年退休会要查考神的话语，要准备信息等等，所以再加上他在教会还有别的服事，所以这可能意味着他在教会中其他的服事，有些服事可能需要有人代劳。
And that is brothers and sisters, in essence, the way the church needs to function.
但是实质上这个是一个正常的教会应该有的运作。
You know, this passage that we're in right now in 1 Corinthians 16.
我们今天所要看的经文就是正是在讲到这一点。
It's so rich.
这段经文含义意义很丰富，内容很丰富。
When we first look at it, we mentioned last week that it seems like Paul is just talking about his itinerary.
那么就像我们上个礼拜提到的，当我们第一次读这些这段经文的时候，似乎就是保罗在报告他所预定的旅行的计划。
But when we take a closer look at it,
但是如果我们仔细的一看，我们就会发现
we discover that what Paul is describing is how the church ought to come together.
是，我们就会发现，事实上，保罗所在描述的是教会应该怎么样的运作。
This is how the people in the church should come together.
就是教会的成员聚在一起。
This is how Christians come together.
基督徒该怎么样的在一起？
This is how the children of God come together.
神的儿女该怎么样的聚集在一起，分工合作？
When we come together as the church of Jesus,
当我们以作为教会，我们聚在一起敬拜。
Oh, not only on Sunday to worship, but just as a church, as we come together.
作为一个教会，我们聚在一起的时候，
we recognize the work of Jesus in our lives, and we are doing the work of Jesus.
我们这就表示我们认识到，我们肯定或者我们承认神主耶稣基督在我们生命中的事工。在教会里头，我们也是在做主耶稣基督的事工。
I shared with you last time that there are 5 points that I think it's so pertinent for us to learn today.
上个礼拜我提到，在这段经文里头至少有五点，跟我们今日的教会生活息息相关。
I actually planned to share 2 points last week.
我上个礼拜分享了一点。
And so today I'm going to attempt to do the impossible and cover 4.
所以今天我希望我能够说完讲完另外4点。
We're going to move through it pretty fast.
所以我们会很快的来讲。
But brothers and sisters, I would ask you to follow.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我要求你们能够跟着我的讲道。
And as we go through the passage,
当我们阅读这些经文的时候，
as we put the point up on the screen for you,
当我们把重点放在荧幕上的时候，
ask the Lord to reveal how it has to do with you.
我要求你们这个时候能够自己向神求，让神亲自的启示给你这些跟你有什么关系。
How it can be applied in your life.
他们怎么样能够让实践在你的生活当中。
Because I guarantee you, these are the exact words that God wants our church to hear today.
因为我向你保证，神在要今天我们教会要听，要给我们的话语正是这几点。
And it is not just for us, and it's not only pertaining to us in terms of our gathering on Sunday mornings.
这不只是跟我们礼拜天聚在一起敬拜有关系。
This is about how you and I ought to live as a child of God.
这也关乎你我作为神的儿女该怎么样过世上的生活。
I mean, last week we quickly look at the context, saying Paul's talking about how a person who's been saved by the Lord Jesus now lives a life to do the Lord's work.
上个礼拜我们很快的看到了，谈到了这段经文的背景。保罗是说，作为一个被主耶稣基督所得着的基督徒信徒，如何的做主的工。
And we see throughout the Gospels as it describes Jesus' ministry.
我们从整本圣经里头，我们看到从头到尾，我们都看到主耶稣基督的事工。
Now the primary focus of the Lord's work is that Jesus taught and he preached the gospel.
神事工的最重要的是主耶稣基督教导神的话。
And so we derive that and understand that when God saved us for us to live our life to do his work, we need to always, always place on our heart the need to teach God's truth to others and the need for us to save the souls of the lost.
所以我们从主耶稣基督所做的这个原则上就推理出来，我们自己作为主耶稣基督的儿女，在也要好好的明白认识神的话语，然后用它来教导众人。
And the first point we saw in this passage, rather than the itinerary, like this, what Paul wants to do with his life, is actually the love that Paul has shared with the believers, right?
我们也分享到，从保罗表面上所给的预定的行程表里头，其实我们看到的是看到是他对弟兄姐妹们的爱。
So the first point about the core of the church is that there is a commitment to love one another.
所以我首先要说的第一点关于教会的核心本质就是要彼此相爱。
In fact, in chapter 16, verse 14, Paul himself reminded us that what? All that you do ought to be done in love.
事实上保罗就是这么提醒我们的，我们所做的都要出于爱。
We knew that the work of Jesus, as he did it on earth, everything's out of love.
我们知道当主耶稣基督在世的时候，他做的每一件事情都是出于爱。
Now I do want to make one additional comment about this point before we move on.
但是我现在还要再加上 一点。
We see Paul's desire to be with the believers in Corinth.
我们看见，保罗的确是非常渴望能够，见到哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们。
I haven't seen you for so long.
因为他跟他们分开已经很久了。
I want to come and see you next.
哦，我跟你们分别这么久了，所以我真的是很迫切的想要。很快的见到你。
And I don't want to just stop by and wave and say hi.
我不想就匆匆忙忙的经过你们那儿就跟你们打个招呼就走了。
I want to come by and be with you for like 3 months. I want to spend the entire winter with you.
我想我所盼望的是能够跟你们在一起，可能过个三个月过冬。
We can talk and share and encourage each other.
那我们就可以谈话，我们就可以分享，我们就可以彼此鼓励。
And I know you love me. And Paul says, I know that you love me.
哦，保罗也说，我知道你们爱我。
And so I know that when I'm ready to leave, you're going to just shower me upon material upon material so that I will have no need.
所以我知道，因为你们爱我，所以当我离开你们的时候，你们一定把很多很多的礼物要送给我，让我没有缺乏。
And so we ought to be committed to that kind of love within the church. Yes.
同样的，我们也应该竭力的在我们教会的弟兄姐妹之间也应该这么做。
Brothers and sisters, we are doing the work of building up the saints.Through the teaching of God's word, aren't we?
我们所做的事工之一就是能够用神的话语来彼此建造。
We want to bring the gospel of the salvation of Jesus Christ to those who come into our midst, aren't we?
我们另外一件很重要的事情就是把主耶稣基督的救赎带给传给那些跟我们有接触的人。
And we have missionaries who are bringing the gospel of Jesus to places so far away from here that those people there would never have been able to hear the gospel if it weren't for our missionaries.
也有很多的宣教士，他们从这儿出去，他们把主耶稣基督的救恩带到遥远的地方，那边的人也可以因此让那边的人也可以认识而且接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
Recently, our church started sponsoring a family who have many little kids and one who was just born out in the field.
最近，我们教会开始支持一位宣教士，他们有很多的孩子，有一个还是刚刚出生的。
Yeah, it was born last month.
是上个月才出生的。
And you know what they're doing? Do you know what their work is?
你知道他们的工作是什么吗？
Their work is to bring the gospel of Jesus to a group of Chinese people that you and I would never be able to reach.
他们的工作就是把福音带给一群中国人，而这些中国人是我们没有法子接触到的。
They're minority people who have their own religious belief that they have no chance of hearing the gospel if it weren't for this family.
有一个少数民族的群体，他们不认识神，那么这传教士、宣道士要把福音带给他们。
We need to love them.
我们需要爱他们。
We need to know them.
我们需要认识他们。
Because they're part of our church.
因为他们是教会的一部分，一
份
子。
There's another missionary we just started sponsoring, just graduated from college.
我们所支持的另外一个传教士，我们刚刚开始支持的，他刚刚从神学院毕业，
刚从大学毕业，
刚从大学毕业。
A young woman,
一个年轻的女孩子
，graduated from a university in Southern California.
从南加大。刚刚毕业。
She's now in the field ministering to a group of people who are 100% Muslim.
他现在所牧养的是一群回教徒。
That means there's not one single Christian in this entire people group, millions of people.
在他所牧养的这群回教徒里头，没有一个是基督徒。
We need to love her.
我们需要爱她。
We need her to know that we love her and we know her.
我们需要爱她，我们需要认识她。
Do you see the love that Paul has with the Corinthian believers?
我们是不是看见了保罗对哥林多弟兄姐妹们教会的爱？
That's the type of love we need to have with one another and with those who are bringing the precious gift of the gospel of Jesus to the world.
这也正是我们对我们的弟兄姐妹，还有那些要把福音传到遥远的地方去的还没有认识主耶稣基督的人的爱，我们这是我们应该对他们所有的爱。
I would love to have nothing less than for them to know as they're in the field that there is a church here in Rancho Cucamonga that they know and that they know love them.
我最盼望的就是他们也知道有这么一个教会这个教会非常的爱他们，也想更认识他们。
They have financial needs, of course.
当然
support them financially.
当然我们都猜想得到他们这些宣教士们有经济上的需要。
But money is not the thing that they really need.
但是他们所最需要的还不是金钱。
What they need is your love.
他们所最需要的是你对他们的爱。
What they need is knowing that they're not out there alone.
他们所最需要的是知道有很多人爱他们。
What they need is for you to say, I'm interested in your life. Tell me about how you're doing.
他们所需要的是我们对他们说，我真想多知道你一点，你能不能告诉我一些有关于你，有关于你的生活，有关于你的事工的事情。
More than seeing cash or check that you write to them, they will love to hear you say, I am praying for you, and I know God is on your side.
比金钱或一张支票对他们更有意义的，就是让他们知道我们对他们有负担。我们想要我们爱他们，我们想要多认识他们，我们想要参与他们的服事。
Let me tell you, there is no greater joy. There is no greater joy than for missionary that we support who you've never met, who comes through our church.And they see your face, and they know you're the one who loved them.
对一个我们所支持的宣教士而言，最大的喜乐莫过于他们来到我们当中，他们看见我们，跟我们说话，而且亲耳听到我们对他们说，我们爱你。
That joy is not joy that they receive only. It's your joy. It's our joy.
而这样一种喜乐不仅仅是他们所享受到的，也是我们能够享受经历的。
I've seen your picture. I've read your prayer letters. I've prayed for you. I've imagined your work. Now you're here with me. I want to see you. I want to bless you. And I want to be blessed by you.
我看过你们的照片，我看过读过你写给我们教会的代祷信，现在你到我们当中，我们爱你，我们要祝福你，我们也希望从你那儿得到祝福。
That's the kind of church we want to be.
这是我们心目中一个理想的教会。
That's the kind of church that Jesus wants us to be.
这是主耶稣基督心目中所希望看到的一个理想的教会。
At the core, the church need to have a commitment to love one another.
所以最核心的本质就是我们要 定义彼此相爱。
Secondly, we need to have a commitment to present service.
第二我们要定义对目前的事工尽心竭力。
Look, in the core, all Christians, all believers, all children of God, all followers of Jesus must have a commitment to present service.
所有的主耶稣基督的信徒神的儿女都应该对服事有负担。这是教会的
核心。不是负担，你要参与现在正在进行的事工。
这是教会的核心本质之一。
What this means is you can't just say, I have a lot of love.
这个意思就是说你不能就是口头上说我很爱教会。
I have so much love, I just don't show it.
我非常的爱弟兄姐妹爱教会我只是没有表现出来而已。
No, you've got to express, you've got to display, you have to show forth that you have love through your ministry.
你对教会对弟兄姐妹的爱你需要把它具体的呈现出来。
You need to be actively participating in the Lord's work.
你必须很积极的参与神的事工。
And you actively participate in the Lord's work because you love God and because you love the people of God.
那么你参与很积极的参与神的事工的动机或者动力就是因为你爱教会你爱弟兄姐妹。
Do you not realize that is the reason why they're ministry in the church?
你有没有你是不是看到了这就是教会事工的一个核心本质。
Now, there are people who are dreamers.
有些世界上有一种人，他就会做白日梦。
They plan to do.
他们做了很多计划。
做了很多计划。They plan to do, but they don't do.
他们做出计划，但是他们并没有实践那些计划。
They desire to do.
他们有这个渴望要做些什么。
But they never get anything done.
但是他们却没有把那些事情做成。
They said, I'll do it later.
他们会说，我以后再做吧。
Or maybe until I have everything planned out, and then I am finally ready, but then I have to get myself ready. Eventually I will do.
我要先做计划，我要先让自己一切都准备好了，然后我才开始行动。
I have a grand plan for the kingdom of God. I'm totally devoted to God. I'm sold to Him, but just not now.
我对神国的建造有伟大的计划。我定义要参与神国的建造的工作，只是不是现在。
Well, you know, the Bible is going to speak God's word to us, and He's going to ask and say, "Well, what are you doing now?"
那么我们知道圣经说神的话他问你现在做什么
Because what you do now, brothers and sisters, is crucial to how God can use you in the future.
因为你现在做什么对将来要发生在你身上的事情非常有关系。
Now is when God is testing you to train you so that He can mold you into a vessel that He can use greatly.
现在此刻就是神用这个机会用来试验你来磨练你让你成为更合他用的器皿。
It's not bad to be dreamers.
当然有梦想本身不是坏事。
In fact, we need dreamers.
事实上，我们需要梦想家。
But dreamers who aren't doers will always remain ineffective to the kingdom of God.
但是只是做梦对神国没有积极的功效。
我们需要有梦想的人，可是如果只会做梦不做事的话，那你就不能在神的国里面有任何的贡献。So, you see, Paul, he says, I have plans.
保罗，所以我们看保罗说，我有计划。
I want to bring the gospel to where no one has brought the gospel to before.
我要把福音带到那些从来没有人去过的去传福音的地方。
I want to go to Corinth.
我要去哥林多。
I even want to go, continue to go west. I want to go to Rome.
我要往西走到罗马。
And I even want to go to Spain. I want to go to where there's no more land.
我要去西班牙，我要去从来没有接触过神的地方。
He says, I have great plans for the kingdom of God.
我对神国的建造有我伟大的大计划。
But he never loses his perspective for the now.
但是保罗从来都没有忘记当下，现在。
Where do we see that, you say?
那我们怎么知道呢？我们看保罗说什么。
Well, because we see that in verse 8.
我们在第十六章第八节看到。
He says, I want to go to you, Corinthians.
但我要仍旧住在。
不是，他说哥林多人啊，我要去你们那里。
哥林多，我要。
But then he says, verse 8, yet I will still remain here in Ephesus till Pentecost.
但是第八节他说，但我要仍旧住在以弗所，只等到五旬节。
Pentecost is 50 days after Passover.
这个五旬节是在逾越节之后五十天的。Yeah.
And he says, because, why? Why do I have to stay here in Ephesus? Because for a wide door for effective work is here and it has been opened to me and there's work for me to do here.
第九节他紧接着说为什么呢？是因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了。
At the core.
所以这句话的核心意义是
At the core of the church is full of active Christ-loving believers who are full of love for one another, but who also has a deep sense and a deep commitment to present service.
所以教会的核心本质之一就是在一个教会里头有爱神爱人积极参与服事的弟兄姐妹们，但是同时他们又很注意目前正在发生的情况。
In John chapter 14 verse 12, Jesus himself said that whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do.
耶稣基督在约翰福音说信我的人也会做我所做的工。
He doesn't say that you will do work sometimes in the future.
主耶稣基督没有说你将来某一天某时候要做我的工。
As Jesus is always sensitive to the work of the Father and he is always engaged in work, he's telling us to do the same.
主耶稣基督对天父的旨意非常的敏感，所以他总是在服从在在行按照天父的旨意而行，他也要求他的门徒如此。
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 tells us that our salvation is by grace and through faith, and that is a free gift from God.
以弗所书告诉我们，我们的信我们的救赎是本乎恩，是因着信，那是神单单神所做的工。
And too many Christians today say, Thank the Lord, give me a free gift of salvation. Now I'm saved, going to heaven.
所以很多的基督徒今天会说，哦，感谢神给我救赎，那么我就等着上天堂。
But we've forgotten that why are we saved?
但是我们忘了。
Why did God do the work of salvation in our lives?
我们忘了神为什么要拯救我们。
Because after Ephesians 2:8-9, verse 10 follows and says, because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, what? For good works.
因为我们忘了在在以弗所书在别的地方说，我们是神的工作，我们是为要服侍他而被拯救的。
对，他拯救我们是为了要使我们在主耶稣基督里面能够做神的善工。God gave us a new life.
神给我们一个新生命。
God gave us full grace and blessing so our lives can thrive.
神给我们很丰富的恩典祝福让我们的灵命能够蓬勃的生长。
He gives us life.
他给我们生命。
So that we can do the work of life.
为的是我们这样可以做在活着的时候可以做的
工作。The church,
教会。
Our church will never do any work of life if we do not have life ourselves.
如果我们在教会里，如果我们自己没有生命，我们不可能做任何跟生命有关系的事。
But this life from Jesus is so priceless, but it costs so much.So that we, you and I, can do the work of life.
但是我们从主耶稣基督得到的生命是主耶稣基督付了极重的代价而得来的，是如此的宝贵，为的是我们可以有生命能做他的工。
So we need to have a commitment to love one another.
所以我们要定义彼此相爱。
We need to have a commitment to present service.
我们要积极的不断的参与我们目前的服事事工。
And then thirdly,
第三点
，at the core, the church, which is you and I, we must have a plan and a vision for the future.
但是同时教会也就是你就是我我们对将来应该有意向应该有远见、
上面写有应该有远见展望和一个计划 This is very important
这个很重要
Anyone who has really fully grasped the new life in Christ
任何人只要他已经紧紧的抓住了，得到了新生命。
If you have already answered the God's high calling to do His work,
如果你已经回应了神对你的呼召，就是做他的工。
I mean, those of you who are already working at it,
而那些正在这个事工从事这个事工当中的人
You're already committed to ministry
你已经委身于这个事工了
And you're already giving
你已经给
Because your heart is so motivated And because your love is so consuming
因为你的心充满了热情你对这个爱激励你不得不参与某个事工。
That no 不是你的你已经积极的投入，而且是专注的已经在事工里面，你已经在投入在服事了。And because of that love and that motivation in your heart, that you can't help but to see the things that hasn't been done yet.
因为你这种爱你的投入等等你一定会看见
你会看见还没有做好的事情
还没有做好的事情
You're going to be seeing needs that is all around you.
你就会看见，教会有各式各样的需要。
And then you're going to be telling yourself, I need to plan and see what I can do to fill those needs. I have to plan so I can go and accomplish the things that haven't been done yet.
那你就会告诉自己，我一定要计划，做好计划，从事这个也还还需要有人投入的事工。
That's someone who always is looking outward, who is always looking forward.
所以，这就是一种人，他总是往前看，他总是往外看。
This is someone you might say that has a plan always, or that he has a vision of where he needs to go.
你也可以说，这样的人，他们已经有计划，有远见，有展望，他知道他将来要往哪一个方向去走。
You know, the people like this, they will be doing something right now.
所以这样的人，他们现在会做。
They're going to be doing the Lord's work now.
他们现在会做神的事工。
But they're always looking and they go, what hasn't been done yet for the Lord? What hasn't been done yet for the kingdom?
但是他们同时也会很注意在什么地方还没有人做或者还做得不够。
This person will never be satisfied with what is already being done.
这样的人绝对不会以已经做好的为满足。
Now, let me be clear.
但是我要强调澄清一点。
This is the type of people that will see needs and see things that are not being done.
这样的人他会看见还没有被做成的某些需要。
But he is not, or he or she is not a critic who focuses on complaints and criticism only.
这样的人不管是男的弟兄或姐妹，他们不会就抱怨某些事工还有缺乏，
抱怨埋怨。他看见需要，他看见没有做的事情，他不是那种只会坐在那边批评指责的人。 This is a person who's going to say, I'm going to jump in there, I'm going to do something about it.
这种人他会说，哦，那我自己就去做这个我认为还有缺乏的事工。
And hopefully I'm not in there doing it myself, that I can bring my fellow brothers and sisters intowhat needs to be done for the kingdom of God together.
那么让我先开一个头，那希望将来会有别的弟兄姐妹加入这个事工。
I want to do something new.
我要做一件比较跟新的事工。
I will always be looking for something new to do.
我常常会找一个新的没有人做的事工去做。
Or I will find something that can be done better.
或者我会看到，我会去找有没有哪些事工还有一些缺乏我去填补。
This person would always wait for new opportunities to come.
这种人他总是在等候新的机会的到来。
There's always waiting for the Lord to open another door.
他总是在等候神为他开另外的门。
That's Paul.
保罗就是这样一种人。
You said, how do you see that in this passage? Yes, it's there.
那我们怎么知道呢？在经文上可以看得出来。
Look at verse 5.
第五节。
He says, I'm coming, I will come.Visit you after passing through Macedonia.
我要从马其顿经过，既经过了，就要到你们那里去。
I mean, if we have a quick map, just so you know, Paul is writing in Ephesus.
我们现在看这个地图。
He's from Tarsus.
他在大树。
He's carrying the gospel going west.
他把福音往西传。
He has a plan. He wants to go through Macedonia.
他有一个计划，他要往马其顿去。
And then afterwards, he'll come down south to visit Corinth.
然后他要往南走。
But his heart tells him he's going to keep moving towards Rome and then towards Spain.
他的心让他告诉他他要往西走到罗马。
Because he always sees the work that still needs to be done, and he's going to move.
因为他总是看到还需要做的做神的事工的地方。
He knows that I have work to do here in Ephesus. God has an open door. I need to work hard where I am.
他知道我现在在某个地方，我有事工要做，我要努力的做。
I'm not leaving until the Lord's work is done.
除非神的工主的工完成了，我不会离开。
But I am always looking for more to do.
但是同时我也在找更多的机会来做神的事工。
He is someone who's so committed to his current task.
他对他的使命，他的任务实在是用尽了他的全心全力。
He is someone who's going to be faithful and committed and responsible for what he's doing now.
他对他现在所从事的事工，他很忠实的在做，他有一个定义要把它做好。
很忠心，很负责的去把他要该做的事情，现在他的工作他要做好。But he never loses sight to have a vision and a plan for where he needs to go.
但是他也会看他将来可能可以做什么。
The church needs to move.
因为教会需要往前走。
You don't say, we got a good thing going, put the blinders on, let's just stay focused and doing what we do right here in this little circle in Rancho Cucamonga.
我们不会说，我们现在在有很多有价值的事工在做，我们就在这儿，在这个小小的地方把他们做好。
I just heard recently from a friend.
最近有个朋友
对我说， who's also a pastor.
他也是个牧师。
And he's more well networked than me. And Alex. Oh, 他的这个交友的这个范围啊，比我们大很多很多。Okay. And he said, today's church all face one issue.
他对我说，今天的教会，是。谈到一个问题。
This is what he sees.
这是他所看见的。
This is what he hears from other pastors.
这是他从别的牧者听到的。
That is the church average age is going up.
就是教会里头成员的平均年龄往上，越来越高。
The people who stay in the church are getting older and older, and young people are not coming into the church.
那些留在教会的人年纪越来越大，很少年轻人进来。
Because some of these churches lost focus. 因为这些有些教会，他们失去了他们教会。和服事的重点。It is not doing the same thing that is good over and over and over again and hoping others will come and join you.
不是说我们就继续不断地做我们所擅长的，然后希望新人能够进来。
30, 40, 50 years later, you want the new generation to do the same thing you do, you're not going to be able to share with them the truth of God and the salvation of Jesus.
如果三十年、四十年、五十年以后，你希望来的人也做你现在做的，那我们就不会有新人进来。
Man, the early church was a thriving church.
那初期教会就不一样，那是一个蓬勃发展的教会。
Jesus just ascended to heaven.
主耶稣基督刚刚升天了。
The apostles were doing miracles, healing.
门徒们他们施行神迹。
And they were preaching the word of God.
医治他们传讲神的话语。
Thousands of people come to their meeting, and thousands of people are baptized and coming to Christ.
成千上万的人，很多人来听福音，很多人接受了。
But they were all Jewish men from 2,000 years ago.
但是这是在两千年以前发
生的事。 I mean, if Alex and I dress up like Jewish men from 2,000 years ago,
就想象一下 ，Alex 跟我穿了。像两千年以前那个犹太人穿的衣服。
I'm halfway there with this. But this is nothing. I could go here. Yeah, 很大的胡子 big.
会有长的胡子。
And we do what they did 2,000 years ago. You want to come here?
那我们做的都是两千年以前那些人做的。那你想你会不会到教会来
？The church.Needs to look ahead.
教会需要往前看。
The church needs to be faithful in what we're doing now, but we need to look ahead and say, Lord, where are you taking us?
教会要对我们目前所做的忠心，但是同时我们也要往前看。
Proverbs 16, verses 1 and 9 tells us, The plan of the heart belongs to men, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.And again, the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps.
箴言第九章
一节和九节，箴言十六章。
箴言十六章。
第十二章 ，right there。
心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于，应该是出于耶和华。嗯哼。人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
Yes, half of the equation is for us to know that everything is up to God.
当然，我们都知道，所有的事情都是出于神。
The result is always God's doing.
那么结果，总是一定是出于神。
But the wisdom of God does not say, "Don't plan."Just let me.
但是神的智慧，不是说，不要计划，都是，就让我来做好了。
God says plan.
神说，你们要做计划。
Have a vision.
你们要有远见，有，展望。
And then let me show you.
让我，然后让我来指引你们的道路。
So what are you planning to do?
所以你打算做什么？
Do you have a plan for your life?
你对你的生活，生命有一个计划吗？
I know you have a plan for your life.
我知道你有。
Some people's plan is to be able to not work and still have income.
有些人计划不需要工作，但是还是有收入。
If you find the secret, please share with me.
如果你找到这方面的秘诀，那请你跟我。告诉我。
I know you have plan. You want to raise your children well.
我知道你有计划，你想要把你的孩子教养得很好。
I know you want to take care of your health.
我知道你想要好好的照顾自己的身体健康。
I know you want to decorate your homes.
你要装饰你的房子。
But what is your plan for the life that you've got from Jesus for His kingdom?
那么但是对主耶稣基督因着救赎赐给你的生命在神国的建造上你有没有计划
You're already serving in a ministry right now.
你现在已经在某个事工里有服侍了。
I love you for it.
那我也很高兴。
And I know Christ loves you for it.
我也知道主耶稣基督也很高兴。
But what's your plan and the vision for what you're doing right now?
但是你在现在所从事投入的事工上有没有对未来有什么计划呢
Where are you going with the ministry that you said you've dedicated to the Lord?
你对你这个所谓奉献给神的事工你要怎么带领他往哪一个方向走
I mean, there is a whole world out there that do not know God.
有整个世界有很多地方还不认识神。
Do you see the needs?
你看见了这个需要吗
？Do you have the urge to place yourself in the employment of your Lord Jesus?
你有没有这个渴望来为主耶稣基督所用？
And where do you want your part to be in that?
你有没有这个渴望或计划你在这方面有什么样的参与？
How are you trying to develop your gifts?
你有没有计划怎么样的来发展神所赐给你的
恩赐？ How are you planning so that you can be more familiar with God's word so you can share with others?
你怎么样的计划让自己能够对神的事工有更深的认识，这样子你还可以跟与别人分享。
You can be part of a church in a sense that you just show up every week. You can do this for 10, 20, 30, 40 years or until you see Jesus and you're not going to be effective for him.
你可能是每几十年你都到教会来参加主日崇拜，从这个意义上来讲，你也算是教会的一份子。但是这么做，对神国的建造可能没有什么作用。
If you're just waiting to say, "Give me something to do,"
如果你只是在等待，要让别人给你什么事情做
，You may wait your entire life.You may be waiting your entire life.
你可能就会等待了一辈子。
No, go get it. Go do it.
所以我鼓励你们要积极的、主动的去找事工
来做。Ask your Lord. Praying is talking to God. Ask the Lord. What do you want me to do? What can I do?
祷告，向神祷告，就是对问他，我能为你做什么？
Have love.
爱。
Be committed to a current ministry.
而且要忠心于竭力做目前的事工。
And then you got to have a plan and a vision for how you can grow and how you can be an effective part of the work of Jesus.
那么同时你要有计划，有将来你要你能够做些什么。
Fourthly,
第四。
The church at its core need to have a flexibility. And that flexibility is because you need to have, or we need to have a sensitivity to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
教会的核心本质，另外一点就是我们要能够懂得灵活调整，我们目前的工作，也就是说对圣灵的引领能够有敏锐的感觉。
I mean, we can plan for the future.
当然我们自己可以为未来做计划。
But future oftentimes doesn't work out the way you plan.
但是我们为未来做些什么计划，事情不见得常常不是像我们所想象的那样发生。
So we need to be humble enough to be flexible.
所以我们应该谦卑下来。
And this is actually very, very important, and it's so good for us to know.
我们需要谦卑下来，要灵活的。运用，因为这个对我们有好处。
Because there are people like this. I like to do this, and I'm good at this, so that's all I'm gonna do.
因为有一种人，他说我喜欢这样的事工，而且我做得很好。我做这样的事工，我很自在。
Mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna do it my way.
那我就要按照我自己认为是对的。
God has given me this gift, and so I'm going to use it the way that I want to. And don't tell me how to do it, or don't tell me to do something else.
神给我这样的恩赐，所以我要接受，我就按着我认为对的去做。别教我怎么做。我也不会做别的。
I'm just going to tell you first, okay? This is what I'm going to do. This is my lane. I'm not going over there. So don't even bother.I'm right here.
这种人会说，这就是我就走在这条路上，我不往左也不往右，我就是在这条路上一直往前走。
I mean, we can make it very, very like Christian-y, right?
当然，我们可以表面上看起来很像个基督徒。
This is my burden.
这是我的负担。
I'm not making fun of you guys. If you say that, like, forgive me. I'm not saying that you're like that, but I could be saying that too, right? This is my burden. I will stay here. This is what the Lord has given me. I'm staying here. Don't tell me to go here. Don't tell me to go there.
这是我的负担，这是神给我的恩赐，这是神让我做的，所以我就要至始至终留在这条路上，别让我走别的路。
But that's bad.
但是其实这是
I mean, you convinced yourself and you locked yourself in.
因为你这样是自己在限制了自己，你这样是画地自限。
And you have made a mistake. Actually, it's a detrimental mistake.
而且你这样做有很大的伤害，会造成很大的伤害。
And you have just self-elected and eliminated one of the greatest joy in Christian service, that is being able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这样你就丧失了一个至高无上的喜乐，那就是听圣灵的声音，让他引领你该走的道路。
Look at verses 6 and 7.
我们看第六章第六节第七节。
Right, Paul says, I want to go there and I want to spend the winter with you and I want you to help me on my journey wherever I may go, but I don't want to see you just in passing. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits.
第六节或者和你们同去几时或者也过冬，无论我往哪里去，你们就可以给我送行。第七节，我如今不愿意就路过见你们，主若许我。
Look, we've got to be committed and responsible to what we're doing right now, and we need to have a plan for the future, but that does not take away our need to be flexible and say, well, the Lord may change my circumstances, and the Lord may lead me into something else. I am in his employment.
当然我们要忠心于我们目前所从事的事工，我们也要对未来有些计划，但是这不能取代第三点，就是主可能会为我开路，可能会给我新的情况，我必须要顺从他的引领。
There's no better way to demonstrate the lordship of Jesus in our life than to be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and be able to shift ourselves to follow Him instead of following ourselves.
当我们要学习聆听圣灵的声音，让他带领我们，让我们要准备好了，要保持这个灵活的，能够调整我们的事工，如果这是出于神的带领的话。
Paul is a man of great ability and great vision.
保罗这个人，他是个很有能力，很有才干，而且很有
抱负
的人，
对不对？ But he would never, never force his own vision upon what God wants him to do.
但是他总是顺服神的带领，他不会把自己的愿望、自己所要做的放在神的心意之上。
And this is a lesson that Paul has learned throughout his ministry, throughout his life.
这是保罗自己在他个人的经历宣教的经历当中他所得到的。
When we read 2 Corinthians and then when we read Acts, we'll see that repeatedly Paul talks about how he planned to move here for his ministry to evangelize and build churches, but the Holy Spirit says, you're not going over there, and he has to change direction. And then the Holy Spirit says, not here either. And then eventually you end up going where the Spirit wants you to be exactly.
在哥林多，我们以后要查考哥林多后书，还有接下来使徒行传，我们就会发现保罗曾经自己做了很多的计划，但是然后发现圣灵阻止他，不让他那么行，他就顺从了圣灵的带领，改变了他个人的计划。
How is your own personal life before Christ?
所以你在主耶稣基督面前，你的个人的生活是怎么样的
？How is your involvement in ministry right now?
你对教会事工，在教会事工上有多少参与，多少投入
？This is the kind of people that God is looking for.
神所在寻找的就是这种人。
This is the kind of people God wants all of His children to be.
这也是神希望他所有的子儿女都成为这样的人。
A willing heart.
一个愿意的心
A heart full of love
充满爱的心
A heart that is dedicated
一个尽心竭力负责
A heart that's willing to be prepared
一个准备预备好了的心
A heart that plans and sees and have a vision
一个有远见有展望有意向的心
But always so flexible and malleableBefore the Spirit.
但是同时也充满了灵活性，充满了弹性，能够顺服神的引领。
Finally, for today, the church at its core is that we must have a heart to protect and cover those who are serving together.
教会的核心本质今天要讲的最后一点就是我们要用心的去保护跟遮盖弟兄姐妹们
The church at its core is a commitment to protect and cover those who you are serving together with
教会的核心本质之一是用心的去保护并遮盖跟你同工的弟兄姐妹
Because they're your family
因为他们是你的家人
Because they're your team.
因为他们是你的团队
Because they're the ones you love.
因为他们是你所爱的
I mean, I just don't understand why that's not what we see.
但是我们看到的往往不是这样
What we see,
我实在是不懂为
什么 Instead of protecting others and covering others, is criticize others and complain about others.
我们所看见的不是保护，不是遮盖，而是批评，而是指责。
Your translation is so good. 你讲我们，你讲到讲真好。
哦，你讲到讲的真好。
Your translation is so good. But why don't you smile more?
哦，你翻译的很好的。What did you say?
你讲到讲得很好，可是你为什么不多笑一点呢？
你为什么不多笑一点？
Or that's telling you about it, right? That's telling the person directly.
这样的指责批评还是当面的指责批评。
More often it's like this.
但是更常见的现象是。
But translation is pretty good, huh? But no smile, that no good, right?哦、我刚刚的这个比方是直接对着那个人说啊，你的翻译很好啊，可是怎么你就多带点笑容吧？牧师讲笑话的时候你也笑一下，不要那么严肃。但是还是直接对着那个人说，多半我们就跑到别人说，你那人不会笑，对不对？那么笑一点嘛，干嘛呢？鼓鼓实实板板的，那多闷呐、啊。
多半的情况是刚才 James 在对 Frank 的那种态度。
I don't know that you say that. I'm just imagining. Okay, I'm not saying you say that. But I mean, we too many of these examples.
我只是给你们一些例子。
I love having lunch at church.
我爱就教会。
But you know, 我很喜欢在教会吃中饭呢。
吃中饭。
But you know.Why can't we get somebody better on the grill? I mean, everything's burned and there's no taste.
但是我们可不可以有除了烧烤之外，还有没可不可以有更好的食物
？I'm not saying you say that. I'm just example, because the people who are on the grill, they good hot dog and burgers, right?
我不是说你们这么做了，因为为我们预备烧烤的弟兄姐妹，他们才做的食物很美。
And then people go, oh,
我只是给一个例子。
Yeah, 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 no, I go to In-N-Out. I just bring In-N-Out, and you guys eat this burger. 是不是？那就是对啊，这边这个食物怎么吃得下？我到外面买了，你们吃这个，我去外面买好的。Why? When is the last time? When is the last time?You hear or you yourself say, man, they're getting this a little burnt. Let me go in there and see what I can do to help the hot dog and the burger not to be burnt.
你想一想，你不是在批评指责，你是说，什么时候，我可不可以帮点忙，一起来服侍，这个最近一次你这么说是什么时候？
When was last time when you hear somebody complain about it and you say, hey, they spent so many hours, they were here the day before, they're out there under the sun while we're here inside the air conditioning room, and they're preparing food for you, you should thank them.
那么或者是你听见别人指责批评这个食物不好，你就跟那个人说这些童工他们在前一天就准备了，他们在没有冷气的地方准备了很多时间，他们花了很多时间精力，你应该感谢他们，应该称赞他们。
They wear their Sunday clothes all dressed up nice to come to church, and then they go outside sweating and getting smoked.
很多人就穿的很整齐的来到教会，但是却有一群童工，他们在忙着准备流汗，准备食物。
Do you see their love to their Lord?
你有没有看见他们对主的爱
？Do you see their love for the church?
你们有没有看见他们对教会的爱
？Do you see their love for you?
你们有没有看见他们对你的爱
？I'm gonna protect them. No, stop punching them. No.
我要保护他们，所以。请你不要批评他们。
Paul cares about Timothy.
保罗很注意。
Paul is like, you know, by this time maybe 60 years old, well established. He is the leader of leaders.
保罗是领袖他是建立教会的人，他是领袖中的领袖。
I mean, during that time, in the church age, Paul's probably numero uno.
在那个时候，
保罗在教会的地位基本上就是第一位，最有影响力的人了。大哥，有人讲大哥，没错，他就是大哥。Paul, Timothy is a young man in his 30s.
那个时候，提摩太是个年轻人，大概30来岁。
He is trained by Paul.
是保罗训练他的。
He serves Paul.
他服侍保罗。
And then he is someone who is actually more shy and introverted, like many of us.
那么就性格来说，他比很多人他内向，有点害羞。
Paul is fiery, and he has authority, and he's respected.
保罗性情比较急躁。而且他是受人敬重的领袖。
He's sending Timothy to the believers in Corinth.
他现在要差遣提摩太到哥林多教会去。
And while the Corinthian believers are young believers, there are people who are well educated, there are people who have experienced the world, sophisticated, and there are people who is full of self-pride.
虽然哥林多教会的成员也是比较年轻的，但是他们受过很好的教育，他们在世界上很成功，他们很懂得世事。
And so Paul knows what would happen if a shy Timothy who just loved the Lord goes into a group of believers like that.
所以保罗知道像提摩太这样的虽然爱主但是个性比较内在比较内向比较害羞的到了那群人当中会有什么样的遭遇。
Let me tell you Timothy what you can do better for your ministry. Let me tell you Timothy what you should say, how you should say it. You know we're all smart people. You better you know, improve your preaching. You know, we all love playing games and we're fun people. You better be more fun like us.
保罗想象这群人会对提摩太说你应该学习的更外向我们喜欢什么你应该跟我们做什么你应该笑得更多等等。
You're young, what do you know about teaching us about things of life?
你这么年轻你怎么懂要怎么教导我们。
But Paul sees Timothy as his co-workers.
但是对保罗来说，提摩太不管年龄，提摩太就是他的同工。
So verse 10 and 11, Paul specifically said to these group of people, look, when Timothy comes, see that you put him at ease among you because he is doing the work of the Lord as I am, and let no one despise him. Help him on his way in peace that he may return to me.
所以在第十节到第十一节保罗特别的交代哥林多教会的人要留心叫提摩太在你们那里毫无惧怕因为他劳力做主的工像我一样你们不可以藐视他
Brother and sister, the church is always a family.
弟兄姐妹们教会就是一个家
The church is always a team.
教会就是一个团队
The church is not a service provider.
教会不是就是一个单单提供服务的机构。
The church is not a place where we come and demand good service.
教会不是说你想来就来，然后你要求别人给予你什么样的服务。
The church should never be you versus me or your family versus my family.
在教会里头绝对不会有你我或者你的家我的家这样的分别
We are always working together. It's always us.
我们是一起同工的不是没有我我们总是我们
I do apologize for taking a little more time today.
对不起我用了过多的时间
But I really didn't want to leave this last point and make it into a sermon for you next time.
但是我真的想要把这五点都讲完，今天讲完。
Ask the Lord.
问神。
And then ask yourself.
问你自己。
Am I in the core of how God wants me to be?
我是不是神所盼望我？是的，那种人。
All these five points apply to me personally.
这五点都可以应用在我的身上。
There is not one of these points that I feel that I've done well.
在这五点当中，没有任何一点我觉得我已经做得够好了。
But as I prepare this message,
当我在预备这些信息的时候。
By God's grace, I don't think I'm not anywhere near these five points. I'm not anywhere near these five points.
我神的神的恩惠让我看见我还是远远的有远远的不足。
对，我有远远的不足，但是并不是我没有明白这些道理。
而不是我没有明白这些道理。
Because I cannot preach and teach things I don't know or I don't practice.
因为如果是我不知道的或者是我自己没有去做的那样的事情我不会在讲台上教导众人。
But I do know that what the Lord wants us to know today, brothers and sisters.
虽然我自己还有很多需要迎头赶上的地方，但是我知道这五点是神对我们每一个人的期望。
Is that these five aspects of our church is that pole with a flag on it that where God wants us to be？
就是神也保罗所提到的这五点，也是神对我们今日的我们的教会所期望的。
Let's go to him prayer.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Lord, it is so clear that you showed us that you want your people, you want your children to be doing your work and do it abundantly.
你让我们很清楚地看见，你要你的子民，你的儿女能够做你的事工而做。
The testimony and the experience you want us to have is that we as a church we are committed to loving one another.
你要我们有的见证跟经历就是我们作为教会弟兄姐妹们要定义彼此相爱。
That everything we do is because we love each other.
我们做的每一件事情是应该出于我们对彼此的爱。
That you, then you want us to be committed to a ministry.
而且你要我们对你的事工有委身。
To be in your employment.
能够为你所用。
And you want us to have a plan, to have a vision for what it is that we do for you.
你也要让我们未来怎么样的能够服侍你，有个计划，有个展望。
But you want us to be flexible and to hear your voice and to hear and follow the leading of the Spirit.
但是同时，你也要求我们能够有灵活应变的能力，能够常常的专注的聆听你的引领，并且按着你的心意而行。
And you want us to learn to protect and cover one another as we serve together.
除此之外，你也要我们能够彼此保护遮盖相互的扶持。
We won't be able to do all these on our own.
靠着我们自己我们绝对不可能成就什么。
But when we are in you,
但是如果我们在你里头，
when we are walking in step with the Spirit,
但是如果我们与你同行，
then you will cause our church to grow.
你就会让我们的教会生长成长。
Then you will cause our brothers and sisters to grow.
你也会让我们的弟兄姐妹们成长。
And we would bring glory to your name.
然后我们因此就能把荣耀带给你。
And we would receive your delight.
我们也会充满了你会讨你的喜悦。
We ask for you to do your work among us.
求你在我们中做你的工。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.